Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Radisson Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RDS, and on the OTC markets under the symbol RMRDF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Raul Paul. Now, Radisson is gold exploration company focused on the 100% owned O'Brien Project. This is located in Quebec, in Abitibi, in the Abitibi area. The company did release some drill results from April 21st. These drill results had some pretty impressive headline numbers, almost 38 grams per ton gold over 2 meters, and to about 12 and a half grams per ton gold over 3.5 meters. What's important, I think, about some of these results is that this is part of a deep directional drilling program, all within the ongoing 130,000-meter drill program at this project. Raul, give us a little bit more color on the deep directional drilling aspect of this and what you're hoping to prove out more at depth from this zone.
For sure. Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Sharad, for having me on the call. I mean, just to put things into perspective, you know, drilling at depth is extremely important for this project. And, you know, we've seen the significance. As results have come in, as we go deeper, we're getting more and more encouraged. And, you know, we're seeing better continuity. We're seeing higher grades. We're seeing broader zones. And that's typical of this camp where, you know, historically, I would say most of the other mines and gold deposits in this camp have gone down well below 1,100 meters. And in comparison, what we have in terms of resources right now, for the most part, is, you know, within the upper 500 meters. So with the drilling that we've done, when we started drilling in 2019, the idea was to work our way down systematically. And that was really the key, because we felt that that would be, you know, the key to unlocking, you know, the true potential in this deposit. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm quite happy with the results we had in the upper part of the deposit. But more than that, the depth potential has been quite exciting. And even if you look at some of the mining that was done back in the day, the old O'Brien mine, you saw quite a bit more mined when you got below sort of the 600 meter level. And our plan was always to step out at depth. And this is what we've done. Now with traditional drilling, you know, we tried that approach in the past, but as with many deposits, it is a bit of a challenge as drilling gets deeper, the holes get deeper. And, you know, the one thing you have to deal with is deviation. So, you know, I mean, the hole tends to deviate as it passes through different rock packages. And so oftentimes it is a challenge to hit the target at the right location. I mean, in the past, we've done some deep holes and, you know, it's been a challenge to get anywhere close to 30 meters of the target. And keep in mind, you have to be careful because these tend to be expensive holes, because the deeper you go, the more expensive it is. And so you want to make sure that you don't waste money. And so that's why, you know, as we got deeper, we felt that we needed a new approach. And, you know, we started using directional technology. We did a couple things last year, mid-year. We upgraded our drill contractor. You know, we switched to Major and another company called Spectra, you know, with equipment and crews that are capable of drilling deeper. We've also started using Devico technology, which allows us to do a few things. One, it has actually allowed us to hit some of our targets within 5 meters of the target. In some cases, we've been able to hit within, you know, 2 meters of the targets, which is really significant given the fact that with conventional drilling, it was a challenge to get to even within 30 meters of the target. So that's one benefit of directional drilling that we've done. And then the other thing is the meters saved, because for the first time now, we're able to drill test multiple targets using just one pilot hole and branches. This release essentially represents the first set of results from our directional drill program. So if you look at it, essentially what we did was we drill tested 8 targets, which is essentially one pilot hole and 7 branches. In order to test 8 targets. And so what the significance of that here is, you know, if you look at the number of meters that we drilled around 3,376 meters. But with conventional drilling, you know, you're looking at something that would have been close to 7,800 or 7,900 meters. And so we had savings of approximately 50%. And that's a big deal as you go deeper, because it just allows you to do a lot more with the money that you have. And in terms of results, we're really happy with what we've hit so far. This area, this is an exploration area. And when I say exploration, it means that we haven't drilled much. We don't have a lot of information in this area. So it's not that easy from a targeting standpoint. So your hit rates typically would tend to be low. But that said, we're quite impressed in the fact that of the 8 holes that we drilled, the one branch and the one pilot hole and the 7 branches that we drilled, pretty much all of them intersected the right structures. And we had some pretty impressive drill results, including 37.86 grams over 2 meters, including 75.6 grams over a meter, 12.6 grams over 3.5 meters, including 27.1 gram over 1.6 meters. And then, you know, we've also had another one of 7.7 grams over 2 meters, including 12.1 gram over a meter. So this is an area, like I said, it's the gap between historically mined structures at the old O'Brien mine, where the old timers mined close to 600,000 ounces at 15 grams, and our current resources, the western extent of our current resources. And we don't have much drilling in this area. We don't have a lot defined in terms of resources. What we do have is pretty small, and it's mostly within the upper 240 meters. With the drilling that we've done in this release and the last one combined, we've traced the boundaries of mineralization down to 750 meters. And yeah, it's quite exciting. And, you know, it's good to see that, you know, there's lots of opportunity for resource growth in an area that is, for the most part, devoid of any resources right now.
Raul, I think it's a good proof of concept that the directional drilling campaign worked and that you can keep using this technology and this approach at depth. And as you mentioned, it's a huge savings in meters. I think that's a great point, because if you had to drill all separate holes, it'd have been a lot more meterage, almost double the meterage that you'd have to have drilled. But with this, you can use that pilot hole to do all those different branches. So great to your exploration team and to the drilling team you've hired to having success here. And this zero zone, as you mentioned, is the gap zone between the mine and trend one. Could you also remind listeners how deep you've drilled at some of your other zones, you know, the 1, 2, 3, and 4? How deep have you drilled at those previous areas?
Yeah, I mean, so the deepest that we've gone is trend one, you know, which is around 300 meters to the east of the old O'Brien mine, east of previously mined stopes of the old O'Brien mine. If you look at the last resource, we had almost all of our resources within the first 600 meters of that trend. And since then, essentially what we've done is we've been able to systematically trace mineralization from 600 to close to 950 meters, right? So that's with trend one. And with this drill program, what we're hoping to do, because we do have one rig active in that area, and what we're trying to do is systematically extend that all the way down to 1,100 meters and possibly below that as well. So in trend two, which is 600 meters to the east of the old O'Brien mine, we have most of our resources are in the upper 400 meters. And, you know, with the drilling that we've done so far, you know, we've traced mineralization down to a vertical depth of 800 meters. You know, if you go further to the east along trend three, the majority of the ounces that we have are within the upper 240 meters. And, you know, we've traced mineralization down to 500 meters. In trend four, you know, we don't have a lot. It's about the same in terms of most of what we have is in the upper 200 meters. And, you know, we've done some drilling to trace it all the way down to 330 meters. So, I mean, we're pretty excited. There is the depth potential in trend three and trend four, but with a deposit like this, you know, we have to be systematic. So I would say with the drilling that we've done, you could say that it has more or less doubled the average depth extent of resources in each of these trends, with more drilling to come, going even deeper.
So then, Raul, big picture here. This is part of a 130,000-meter drill program, and the company is most of the way through to a little over 121,000 meters. the company has a resource that was released back in 2019. Total ounces, about 443 ounces in both indicated and inferred, of higher grade, 9.5 grams per ton indicated, 7.3 grams per ton inferred. How is this drilling going to play into a bigger resource, and what's possible in terms of upgrading this resource after all this drilling?
Yeah, so just to give you a breakdown of where we stand with respect to our drill program, we've got roughly 130,000 meters planned. We've completed and published and received results, published results for 98,000 meters. You know, we've got results pending for close to 24,000 meters. And, you know, we've got another 8,600 meters left to be drilled. So with the drill results pending, we do have roughly 8,000 meters from, let's say, step out exploration drilling, the relatively shallower holes between trend 3 and trend 4. But outside of that, I would say almost 16,000 meters of our results pending are from our deep directional drill program, where in trend 1, we've got close to 10,000 meters pending. And in trend 2, we've got close to 6,000 meters of results pending. So that's quite exciting because this deposit is definitely looking like it's getting better as we go deeper. And then the holes that we are in the process of drilling right now, so we've got around 8,600 meters of drilling. That's, again, directional drilling. So we'd like to finish off this program, which is going to take, let's say, 2 to 3 months. And then it takes a little bit of time for all the assays to come in. And in some cases, we're at the mercy of the assay labs. So once all that is done, we're also in the process of doing a little bit of re-log, which is essentially to compile some of the historical data that we have. And then the goal is to use all of that information to update our mineral resource estimate, let's say by the end of the year.
Well, Raul, one other thing I think we should mention is how your team has transformed its hit ratio. Initially, you know, the hit ratio, and for a lot of companies, it's around 30%, 35% on true exploration drilling. And you guys have taken that up to more in the 70% range plus. So maybe just speak to how not just this directional drilling, but just overall, even the shallow drilling, your team has really started hitting on trend now and is having a lot more accuracy with the drill bit.
Yeah, and I'd say it comes from a couple of things. You know, one is a good understanding of the deposit, the geology and the structural setting, because that's really key to understanding where some of these higher grade structures could be at depth. And the other one is just being able to get to those targets accurately, which is what the directional drilling program helps us to do. And so if you look at where we are overall, if you take all the drilling that we've done since 2019, you know, we've got a hit rate of, I'd say, maybe around 70%. But here's the thing, in areas such as trend 1 and trend 2, where we have a lot more information in the model, in the lithostructural model, we're able to take informed decisions on targets. You know, in trend 1, our hit ratio is closer to between 90 and 100%, and the same thing with trend 2. So it just gives you an idea as to, you know, how predictable this deposit is when you truly understand the geology. And then beyond that, it's about using the right approach to hit the targets exactly where we want to hit them, right? And with as few meters and as efficiently as possible. Now, when you look at trend 3 and trend 4 and possibly trend 0 as well, you know, our hit rates are possibly a little bit lower, but that's, you know, you're looking at roughly in the 50% range. But as we get deeper with the directional drilling, it's higher. We're seeing higher results overall in higher hit rates overall in trend 0. And trend 3 and trend 4 are still too shallow to be doing any directional drilling, but we're quite happy with the results that we've had overall. I would say roughly in the 40 to 50% range, which is quite impressive because that's pure exploration, right? In an area where you don't have a lot of geological information. So now that we've done that part of the drilling, as we continue to do more drilling in some of those areas, I would expect our hit rates to improve, because each hole that we drill gives us more information to refine the model.
Okay, Raul, thank you for covering this batch of drill results for us. We will post a link below this interview to the news section on the Radisson website. We'll also follow up as some more drill results are released. There's still a lot in the labs, as Raul outlined, and still some more meters to drill, and then hopefully a resource by the end of the year, an updated resource on that. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Raul or the team over at Radisson Mining, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. Raul, thanks again for your time, and keep us up to date on future news.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.